Requirements for all brokers. All brokers must comply with all the requirements of the regulations in 49 CFR 371. These regulations require records to be kept and apply to how you conduct business. The FMCSA encourages you to familiarize yourself with these regulations. You can access them on the FMCSA website at www.fmcsa.gov. Records, rules, and accounting. A broker shall keep a record of each transaction. For purposes of this section, brokers may keep master database lists of consigners and the address and registration number of the carrier, rather than repeating this information for each transaction. The record shall show the name and address of the consigner, the name, address, and registration number of the originating motor carrier, the bill of lading or freight bill number, the amount of compensation received by the broker for the brokerage service performed and the name of the payer. A description of any non-brokerage service performed in connection with each shipment or other activity, the amount of compensation received for the service, and the name of the payer, and the amount of any freight charges collected by the broker and the date of payment to the carrier. Brokers shall keep the records required by this section for a period of 3 years. Each party to a brokered transaction has the right to review the record of the transaction required to be kept by these rules. Misrepresentation. When working as a broker, you may not do business, including advertise, in any name other than the name stated on your registration or operating authority. A broker shall not perform or offer to perform any brokerage service in any name other than that in which its registration is issued. A broker shall not, indirectly or directly, represent its operations to be that of a carrier. Any advertising shall show the broker status of the operation. Rebating and compensation. A broker shall not charge or receive compensation from a motor carrier for brokerage service where the broker owns or has a material beneficial interest in the shipment. The broker is able to exercise control over the shipment because the shipper owns the broker owns the shipper, or there is common ownership of the two. A broker shall not give or offer to give anything of value to any shipper, consigner or consignee except inexpensive advertising items given for promotional purposes. Accounting requirements, in compliance with Regulation, 49 CFR 371.13. If you operate other businesses in addition to your brokerage, especially other transportation businesses such as motor carriers, then you must maintain your financial accounts so that revenues and expenses from your brokerage are separate from those of the other businesses. If your brokerage and the other businesses share common expenses, then your records must show which expenses belong to the brokerage. Doing business only with motor carriers having valid USDOT numbers and operating authority, 49 CFR 371.105. As a household goods broker, you may do business only with a motor carrier that has a valid USDOT number and valid household goods motor carrier authority. You may not arrange transportation with motor carriers having only property motor carrier authority or household goods authority that is under suspension or has been revoked. You are encouraged to regularly verify the authority status of motor carriers that you do business with. You can check the status of a motor carrier's operating authority by going to the FMCSA licensing and insurance website at http://li-public.fmcsa.gov. When you arrive at that website, click Continue at the bottom. On the next webpage, click Choose Menu option in the upper right corner. When the drop-down menu appears, click Carrier Search. On the next webpage, enter the motor carrier's USDOT or MC number and click Search. You will see the results of your search, provided that the motor carrier is registered with FMCSA. If the carrier you are searching for appears, then choose either HTML or PDF to get a status report. http://safer.fmcsa.gov/companysnapshot.aspx. Things to know before you start. First thing to start up the business professionally is to decide the form of business and giving it a name. Incorporation is not mandatory but recommended. Other forms that can be well considered are the sole proprietorship, partnership, subchapter S corporation and the limited liability company LLC. Incorporation can be easily processed without hiring an attorney. You can search for the articles of incorporation over the internet. They are not more than 2 pages in length. The federal identification number FINE is needed for incorporation or partnership businesses. You need to apply to get the FINE. However, for sole proprietors, social security number is sufficient for completing the paperwork. Forms of business you can consider for your freight brokering business: 1. Incorporation. 2. Proprietorship. www.freightbrokerscourse.com 16-3. Partnership. 4. Subchapter S Corporation. 5. Limited Liability Company. 6. UCR Registration. Page 9, 7. SCAC Code Registration. Page 74. Regarding the selection of the business name, it can be your own name or any other name you would like your business to be called as. The name has to be unique and the broker needs to inquire that the name is available and not being used by someone already. The terminology used is doing business as name or the fictitious name. A country or state level search can be done to confirm its availability. If the business you are planning is a partnership business, then it is highly recommended to work out the partnership agreement. The partnership will form an outline for the scope of functions and expectations of each of the partner. The business setup requirements for a freight broker are very basic and inexpensive. A toll-free number is highly desirable but not essential. We recommend using ringcentral.com for all your telecommunication needs. Using the ringcentral.com service allows you to have a virtual office. You can make unlimited incoming and outgoing calls within the US and they give you a local fax line that will send PDF fax documents to your email, and you can get this package for around $30 a month. They also have more features you can read on their website, http://www.ringcentral.com. Creating an office is quite simple as a freight broker. Being a freight broker is the perfect business that can be operated within the confines of your home. When you decide to increase the size of your brokerage by adding freight agents, a true office will definitely be needed at that time. Whether you're telecommuting to your new office or working at home, running your freight, setting up your office requires some diligent thought and planning. Consideration needs to be made with thought to functionality, lighting, and ergonomics. Another important thing to remember that if you tend to take a home office deduction on your federal income tax return, there are other issues you will to be aware of. Startup requirements include 1. A personal computer. 2. High-speed internet connection, cable or DSL. 3. A telephone with ringcentral.com. 4. A reliable fax machine or ringcentral.com. 5. Filing cabinet. 6. Load board membership. FindFreightLoads.com. 7. Microsoft Office. Word and Excel mainly. 8. Email system. Gmail or Yahoo. 9. Website, included with course. Common equipment types. Dry van, box trailer. Freight trailers, also called dry vans or simply boxes, are designed to carry virtually any kind of boxed, crated, or palletized freight. Configurations. Standard lengths, 28 feet, 32 feet, 36 feet, 40 feet, 42 feet, 43 feet, 45 feet, 48 feet, and 53 feet. Standard widths, 96-102, maximum weight loaded, 46,000 pounds. Standard heights, 12.5-13.5, overall. Shorter trailers are typically used for local deliveries or in tandem truck trains. Standard axle, wheel configuration, 2-axle, 8-wheel. Features and options. Roll-up doors, rear swing doors. 1 or 2 side doors, roller beds. When used for produce, produce vents are added and insulated with roofs of wood, tin, or fiberglass. Reefer. Refrigerated trailer. Use. Reefers are insulated and refrigerated trailers designed to transport perishable items. Commodities transported include vegetables, fruits, milk, juices, meats and poultry configurations. Standard lengths, 28 feet, 32 feet, 36 feet, 40 feet, 48 feet and 53 feet. WWW Freight Brokers Course, see standard widths, 96-102. Standard heights, 12.5-13.5 overall. Shorter trailers are typically used for local deliveries or in tandem truck trains, standard axle-wheel configuration, 2-axle, 8-wheel. For heavier loads, 3-axle, 12-wheel or 4-axle, 1-wheel configurations are also available. Features and options. Rear swing doors or roll-up doors. One or two side doors. Movable bulkheads, lift gates, and temperature recording and monitoring systems. Single or multi-temperature models. Flatbeds and single drop decks. Step decks. Platform flatbed. Trailers are designed to transport oversized cargo that normally would not fit into standard freight trailers. Platform trailers are used especially for the transport of goods that must be loaded from the side or top of the trailer. Standard cargo for platform trailers includes ocean freight containers, machinery, construction equipment, lumber, plywood, steel, pipe and rebar. Variations. Standard lengths, 26 feet, 40 feet, 42 feet, 45 feet, and 48 feet. Extended lengths, 60 feet, 65 feet and 70 feet. Double drops and RGNs, removable goose necks. Use, specialty trailers are designed to transport oversized cargo that normally would not fit onto standard freight trailers. Specialty trailers are used especially for the transport of goods that must be loaded from the top of the trailer. Standard cargo for specialty trailers includes heavy equipment, machinery, farm equipment, windmills, transformers, etc. Variations. Standard lengths, 48 feet and 53 feet. Extended lengths, 60 feet, 65 feet and 70 feet. Weight allotted for hauling determined by axles included on trailer and configuration. Containers, skeletal carrier, drayage. Container carriers are designed to transport standard international cargo containers of 20-45. Some models are able to transport non-standard and oversized containers. Configurations. Models designed to transport a single specific size container 20 feet, 40 feet, 45 feet, etc. Models designed in adjustable zoom configurations to work with a range of different sized standard and non-standard containers. Configuration, wheel standard, 2-axle, 8-wheel. For heavy loads, 3-axle, 12-wheel configura tie-ons are also available. Brackets specially designed to hold the container carrier. Tankers, food grade, chemicals, petroleum. Tanker trailer are designed for the carrying of a wide range of goods fluids. Standard cargo carriers include refined gasoline, heating oil, natural gas, and acids, and Indus trial chemicals, caustic soda, clay and mud and cooking oils, corn syrup, orange juice, milk and other foodstuffs. Requires some cargo tanker trailers specially designed fluid. For example, carriers designed to transport caustic soda and acids require some aspects, an exterior paint and equipment that will withstand the effects of corrosive goods. Variations. www.fertbrokerscourse.com 23. Standard lengths, 40-0.42-0.43-0.45-48-53. Configuration, wheel standard, 2-axle, 8-wheel. For heavy loads, 3-axle, 12-wheel, 4-axle, 16-wheel or configurations are also available. Features and options. Multiple compartments 1-7, vacuum pumps, measurement equipment, insulated tanks, pressure tanks, ladders, walkways, hose carriers, belly cabinets. Dry bulk trailer, hopper. Use. Dry trailers is mainly used in the transportation of dry commodities such as grain, shelled corn, hulled rice, beans, gravel, limestone loose and pulverized, and sand. It is a safe transportation method and very useful for long distances. Variations. Standard lengths, 26 feet to 42 feet. Standard widths, 96-102. Hopper configurations, single, double and triple. Open and closed end configurations. Steel and aluminum models. There are available singles, doubles, and three trailer truck trains. Notes. Dry bulk trailers use rolled tarpaulin tops rather than rigid tops. Typical dry bulk trailers usually use hoppers to unload, or empty conveyor systems. The international trailer manufacturers produce a variety of models that are designed for DIF Ferent freight configurations. Logistics van and deep drop furniture. Use. Deep drop vans are designed especially for transporting large, bulky and relatively light cargo weight to volume. Deep drop vans are mainly used in the transportation of specific kinds of goods such as furniture, household and electronics. Variations. Standard lengths, 45 feet, 48 feet and 53 feet overall. Standard heights, 13 feet 6 inches overall. Standard widths, 96-102 overall. Rear doors, standard swing doors. Side doors, one or two side swing doors. Options and features. Using the lower rear surface to facilitate loading. Air ride suspension to protect the fragile cargo. Compartments belly met and ramps. Auto transport tractor trailer. Use. Trailers are used to transport auto transport cars, sports cars, small trucks. It is the movement of these goods from the former manufacturing plants to distributors, but the most common ports RORO ships, to distributors of the interior. Auto variations. Auto transporters are produced in two general configurations. The trucks are produced cars in two models. Trailers are capable for transporting up to 9 vehicles pulled by tractor unit standard. Truck tractor is up to 3 vehicles while the trailer transports up to 6 cars. There is also a private covered car trailers that are specially made for use in the transportation of high-value cars. Notes. Different trailer manufacturers from all over the world produce a wide range of models that have been designed for different shipping configurations. There is a large market for private party auto transporter in the transfer of families and the transfer of specialized vehicles and high value locally and internationally as well. Dimensions, weight and capacity are the data that varies according to the requirements of cargo, manufactured goods trailers, a national model, and the state as well as the requirements of the provincial road. General guidelines. Maximum overall dimensions unpermitted. Width, 96 inches. Width, designated highways, 102 inches. Height, 13 feet, 6 inches. GVW, gross vehicle weight, 80,000 pounds. Length of semi-trailer, 53 feet. Length of semi-trailer, non-designated highway, 50 feet. Length of combination tractor-trailer, with or without load. No limitation. Units permitted in train, 2. Semi-trailers or truck and semi-trailer. Truck tractor, semi-trailer and trailer or tractor and length of a combination of tractor, semi-trailer, and trailer or tractor and two. Semi-trailers or truck and semi-trailer of trailer with or without load or pickup truck. Semi-trailers are designed for recreational living purposes, an additional trailer or semi-trailer, 65 feet. The semi-trailers that are longer than 50 feet shall have a wheelbase of 37 feet to 41 feet. This is measured from the kingpin coupling to the center of the axles or to the center of the tandem axle assembly in case it is equipped with two axles. Semi-trailers longer than 50 feet are limited to 3 axles and shall operate only on designated highways. The measurement of semi-trailers and trailers shall be done from the front vertical plane of the foremost transverse load supporting structure to the rearmost transverse load supporting structure. Safety and energy conservation devices are not supposed to be included in the length measurement, but not limited to, impact-absorbing bumpers, rear-view mirrors, turn signal lamps, marker lamps, steps and handholds for entry and egress, flexible fender extensions, mud flaps or splash and suppressant devices, load-induced tire bulge, refrigeration or heating units, or air compressors. However, any device that is not designed or intended to be used in the cargo carrying, shall be excluded from the length determination. Projection beyond front of vehicles, 3 feet. Overhang beyond rear of vehicles, any amount is permissible as long as it doesn't exceed the legal length. However, if this overhang is 4 feet or more, then a 12-inch red square flag in the daytime and a red light or lantern at night shall be displayed on the extreme rear. The weight distribution analysis process position of trailer tandems. Performing a weight distribution analysis can prevent building trucks that are overloaded in normal use, causing problems for users and the equipment installer. Overloads can shorten the life of a vehicle and its components. Overloads can also prevent compliance with weight laws and federal safety standards. Sliding your trailer tandems toward the front or back of the vehicle will primarily change the weight distribution between the tractor's drive axles and the trailer tandems. Sliding the tandems can also affect the weight on the steering axle, but to a rather small degree. For the purpose of focusing exclusively on positioning the trailer tandems, we're going to ignore the minor changes to the weight of the steer axle. It's rarely a factor when deciding where to place your trailer tandems. By sliding the trailer tandems forward, you will put more weight on the trailer tandems and take weight off the tractor's drive axles. Conversely, by sliding the trailer tandems toward the rear of the trailer, you will take weight off the trailer tandems and put more weight onto the tractor's drive axles. The number one most important concept in redistributing weight across axles. Sliding the trailer tandems forward adds weight to the tandems, sliding them back removes weight from the tandems. Amount of weight moved per hole. What and why of weight distribution? Weight distribution is the amount of the total vehicle weight imposed on the ground at an axle, group of axles, or an individual wheel. The weight on a truck must be distributed on the axles to comply with the chassis manufacturer's axle ratings and weight laws. Having the correct wheelbase on the chassis and placing bodies and loads in the proper place will ensure that axles are loaded correctly. Performing a weight distribution analysis identifies the proper axle loadings before building a truck. Axle capacities are limited either by the axle capacity or legal weight limits, whichever is lower. Both trucks in Image A have a front axle rated at 12,000 pounds, limiting the weight on those axles. The rear axle on the single drive truck is limited by the axle capacity or legal weight restrictions to 20,000 pounds. The two rear axles on the tandem drive truck are limited either by axle capacities or legal weight restrictions to 17,000 pounds, for each axle, or a total of 34,000 pounds, for the pair of axles. The trailer tandems lock into place with a set of locking pins that slide into holes drilled into the tandem slider rail. You can see the holes in the slider rail in the picture to the left. Click to enlarge. 27. The distance between the locking pin holes on the trailer will be the main factor affecting how much weight is moved per hole. This distance varies between the different trailer manufacturers, and the larger the distance between the holes, the more weight will be shifted with each hole. The two main hole spacings you'll find are 4 inches and 6 inches. You can estimate that you will move 250 pounds per hole for 4-inch spacing, and 400 pounds per hole for 6-inch spacing. This will help you estimate how many holes you'll have to slide the trailer tandems to move the proper amount of weight necessary in order to get the axle weights legal. Again, we're assuming the weight won't change on the steer axles for these examples, but in reality it might change a little bit. Most of the time the change in weight of the steer axle will have little or no effect on where you'll put the trailer tandems. The weight on the steering axle is significantly altered by the amount of fuel you have and the position of your fifth wheel. Calculate the weight distribution of a vehicle using the following steps. 1. Determine the weight and center of gravity location for all of the components and items to be considered. 2. Multiply the center of gravity distance times the weight to get the moment for each component and item. 3. Add all of the moments and divide by the wheelbase to get the weight on the rear axle. 4. Subtract the rear axle weight from the total weight to get the front axle weight. AB. Center of front axle to back of cab. AF. After frame. The distance from the center of the back axle to the rear end of the chassis frame. BA. Bumper to axle. BL. Body length. Overall length of the body. CA. Cab to axle. Distance from back of the cab to center of the rear axle. CB. Cab to body. Distance between back of cab to front of body. WB. Wheelbase. Distance from center of the front axle to center of rear axle. Example 1. Steer, 11,590. Drives, 34,700. Trailer, 32,100. Gross, 78,390. You scale your truck at a truck stop and receive your scale ticket. The slider rail hole spacing is 6 inches, which will move 400 pounds of weight per hole, and let's assume the steer axle weight won't change. What would you have to do in order to get your truck legal? Steer. 11,590 steer remains unchanged for this example. Drives 33,900 drives, 34,700 802 holes by 400 pounds each. Trailer 32,900 trailer, 32,100 802 holes by 400 pounds each. Gross 78,390 remains the same. Example 2, steer, 11,320 drives, 31,300 trailer, 35,050 gross, 77,670. You scale your truck at a truck stop and receive your scale ticket. The slider rail hole spacing is 4 inches, which will move 250 pounds of weight per hole, and let's assume the steer axle weight won't change. What would you have to do in order to get your truck legal? In this example, the trailer tandems are overweight 34,000 pound maximum, by 1,050 pounds. Assuming each hole in the tandem slider rail moves 250 pounds, you would have to slide your trailer tandems toward the rear of the truck a minimum of 5 holes to transfer enough weight from your trailer tandems to your drive axles in order to get your axle weights legal. The end result would be approximately. Steer 11,320 steer remains unchanged for this example. Drives 32,550 drives, 31,300 plus 1,255 holes by 250 pounds each. Trailer 33,800 trailer, 35,050 to 1,255 holes by 250 pounds each. Gross 77,670 remains the same. Trailer capacities. 1. Maximum weight is 46,500 pounds, per trailer 48 feet or 53 feet. 2. 22 to 24 single stacked standard 48 by 40, pallets in a 48 feet trailer. 3. 26 to 28 single stacked standard 48 by 40, pallets in a 53 feet trailer. 4. Every 2 single stacked standard pallets take up 4 linear feet of truck space. Measurement calculations. 1. Compute cubic feet equals L times W times H times number of pieces, 1728. 2. Compute dimensional weight equals LXWXHX number of pieces, dim factor, 3. Convert kilograms to pounds equals number of kilograms by 2.2046. Pallets and configurations. Shipping and logistics managers all need to know the basics of loading a different trailers and sizes. Whether you have a 48-foot trailer or 53-footer, it will make a difference. If you have 40 times 48 skids, you have the choice of running them straight into the trailer, pinwheeling, or turning them all sideways. The following scenarios would apply: 48-foot trailer, 53-foot trailer, 24 skids loaded straight into the trailer, 0.26 skids loaded straight into the trailer, 26 skids pin-wheeled, 0.28 skids pin-wheeled, 28 skids turned sideways, 0.30 skids turned sideways.